Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They remind you this Saturday is the 23rd annual Earth Day celebration. They're the primary sponsor and organizer of the 23rd annual event, 10 a.m. until 2 on the square. Don't forget, they're going to have live and organic products, live music, and it's just really free fun for the whole family. Check it out this Saturday, 10 to 2 on the square, rcearthday.com online. Talking Murfreesboro City Schools this morning, Tori Carr joins us here in studio, and a lot to talk about. Spring break's over, and it's the push to the end of the year, right?
April is here, and man, I was looking at the calendar today, and I was quickly reminded we have no days out in April. So spring break's behind us, testing begins, and now we just look forward to the end of the school year, and then we just keep on going after that.
Yeah, well, May is quickly approaching, and that's always an exciting time wrapping things up, but there's some important business to do, and that's testing, right?
Yes, testing actually began this morning, and it will go until the end of the month and a couple of weeks here and there. But you know, that's a really critical time for our students, for our teachers, for all of our staff. We ask parents, make sure you get your kids to school on time, make sure they are rested, just really encouraging them as they get out of the car or onto the bus or as you drop them off in ESP. I think just boosting those kids' moods right early in the morning is really probably the best thing for them.
Yeah, and make sure they've got something good to eat for breakfast and
yes,
all that good stuff, right?
They can eat at home. We do offer breakfast at our school, so they can run into the cafeteria, please walk, and then they go to their classrooms and they can eat a healthy breakfast and just really get their day started.
So you said that testing is going on throughout the month. It's not every day of this whole month.
There is a very specific calendar that I do not know.
Yeah.
I just know we are asked to, you know, just really limit those distractions within our school buildings. Our maintenance team and our yard crew, they do a fantastic job of getting those work orders done before testing, and then just during this window of really limiting distractions, letting those students focus and those teachers focus, and just really setting our students up for success.
You know, back in the olden days when I was testing, you know, it was like it was a really stressful week, and I think we've learned that spreading some of that out really helps.
Yes,
mentally too.
And definitely. So, yeah. And you think, I mean, how much pressure is put on them, but also, like you said, we, in order to let them perform to the best of their ability, to maybe space those out, maybe it's a Monday morning and a Tuesday afternoon. Once again, I don't have that calendar.
No, that's fine. but I mean, it's nice that it's that way. And, you know, I'm sure that teachers have communicated with parents, and parents know exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, definitely. I know there's a lot of communication, so they should know when their child is testing. And really, like I said, just make sure those kids get a good night's sleep the night before and just encourage them on their way out the door to school the next day.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, you mentioned no days out in April, and I know that there were a few systems that were out last Monday for the eclipse, but you all were in session, and kids had a great opportunity, and we got a little sunshine right at the last minute, didn't
we? It was incredible. I was at one of our schools, and to see the look on those students' faces was priceless. I know Lisa and I had talked. We have now been together for 2 solar eclipses, and we were talking about when it happened in 2017, and just Lisa and I were at MTSU with a couple of our schools, and just seeing those students in their faces when they realize what is happening in their glasses and just watching that moon. And I think, I mean, it is just something that you will never forget.
Yeah.
And I know talking about it is, it brings me so much happiness to be able to get to experience that. I was able to experience it with my daughter as well, who I had no clue how she was going to react. But she, afterwards, she was like, that was really cool. And so I get to think, I'm like, man, like for all of those kids who did get to see it. And, you know, we did provide glasses for them, thanks to the City Schools Foundation, who helped us with those. And just, I know every school did things a little bit differently, but the school I was at, everyone went out. The kids did great at keeping their glasses on. And then the clouds did help a little bit that they were not looking up that long, but yeah, we got to experience, and then the clouds broke and the sun came out and it was great.
Yeah. Well, those kids will be our age the next time that they get to experience something
yes,
like that.
Yes, I saw that it was going to, like, the path of it the next time. And I was like, huh, wonder if Lisa and I can manage that one again together.
I would think it's pretty rare to be able to have two eclipses that were 90% plus
right.
in just a matter of a few years.
Yes, definitely. But I am glad that our students were able to see that, and with the glasses that we had for them, I think, like you said, it was a great learning opportunity for them.
Yeah, most certainly. We're talking about Murfreesboro City Schools today. Tori Carr is in with us. I see you brought a few things. So
I did.
What would you like to talk
about?
I
always bring myself notes. Something I do want to mention is our online registration is open the whole month of April. So this is for new students, returning students, incomings, all the students. You just need to register online, and that helps our schools know who's coming. For new students, you know, we count on and we know kind of who's going to stay for next year. But those incoming students, whether it's kindergartners or new students moving to the area, that really helps us prepare for the next school year. And so existing students, it is just as important. So you can go and you do that on Skyward, your family access. But I also think it's a great time for parents to make sure their information is up to date. So did you get a new phone number? Did you move? Did you get a new email address? But really just making sure your information is all up to date, and that helps our schools. And so if we need to call you and you don't get our phone call, make sure that your phone number is up to date. So each year, whenever you go and you register, that's just a great time for parents to double check the information, check your pickup list information, make sure all of that's correct. But also, let us just plan for the next year. Let us know how many fifth grade teachers we might need starting in the fall.
Yeah, well, that's the big thing there too, is just knowing who's going to be there. And mm-hmm. and I know it happens. You have those last minute registrations and have to adjust classes the
right.
first several weeks of school. But
it does happen. But yeah. I do think, like, if parents can let us know as early as possible, that would be great. And especially for those kindergartners. I know that you just never know when you should register for kindergarten. Now, let
okay.
us know. And then as soon as you register, you can start getting district communication. So you can receive communication from your school or from our central office, and just really get that district information out. And really just let us know that you're coming.
Yeah. And you mentioned, for those kindergartners, there's also something that happens this summer. Is it kinder
yes,
camp?
Kinder camp.
Okay.
Look at my next flyer. Kinder camp is awesome. I know we get to talk about it year after year, but really, it is such a great opportunity for those new kindergartners to go to their school, get a little bit more inside of a peek. I know our schools have the kindergarten preview days, and you get to go and you get to see. But Kinder Camp allows the students to spend the day or a half a day with their peers of who they'll get to see those in the next couple of weeks as they start school. They get to meet teachers, and they really get to learn about their school and some of those classroom and hallway expectations that they just might not know about. And then that is provided through our ESP program. So there is a cost, but in order to go to Kinder Camp, you have to be registered for kindergarten, and you have to do that before the end of the school year. So it all comes back to registering early and letting us know that you're going to be there. So then you can get information, you can go to Kinder Camp, and just really welcome to the district.
Yeah. Where is Kinder Camp? Where does that take place?
It is at every single one of our schools.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So our ESP, we do have summer sites, but Kinder Camp is that last full week of July. So it's the 22nd through the 26th of July from 9 to 12, and it's at every school. So if your child is going to Northfield, your kindergartner can go to ESP at Northfield and really get to learn more about their school.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's kind of what I was wondering. So that way, when they walk into the door for the first day of school, it's not the first time they've been there. Something
and,
familiar.
You know, you think those new 5-year-olds, or you might be six, but those little babies get to walk in and they already know, you know, what if somebody's in their class who they can, they've just spent the week with at kinder camp. Just a great opportunity for them to get to learn about their school.
Yeah. And, you know, it's always fun with the kindergartners, you know, how to open the milk carton and all that stuff.
And they will learn that. And that is something that we will send out as well. Just 10 things to know before your child goes to kindergarten. And so if you register early, you will get that email from me. And it's just weekly tips of, hey, let us remind you of things that your child might need to know. Don't forget to put their name in their jackets. I'm guilty of that. Don't forget that they need a reusable water bottle, and that will be sent home with you every day for you to wash out and take back to school the next day. But that gets parents, if we have their email address on file, you'll begin to get that district communication.
Very good. So Kinder Camp, get signed up for kindergarten if you've got a youngster getting ready to start school, and then this Kinder Camp will be an opportunity for you. Anything else before our time gets away?
I do want to just highlight that our voluntary pre-K registration is open, and they are accepting applications every Wednesday, beginning this coming Wednesday, April 17th through the end of May. Okay. So all that information and more can be found on cityschools.net.
Cityschools.net, a great resource of information, and I go there often when it's you know, a question about the calendar. So you know,
always cityschools.net. You can give us a call, but usually you can just find it on our website.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, Tori, thanks for coming
in
today.
Thank you.
It's been fun. Tori Carr joining us today on Rutherford Issues here on News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna.